Some vaccine clinics may have one or two National Guard personnel on hand to help with traffic or other duties. But at the UK Extension office in Henderson, from the guy taking temperatures at the door to the people giving shots, the uniform of the day for every worker is military fatigues.
You have a good day, miss.
Yes,
hope to see you again in 3 weeks.
Air Force Master Sergeant Joseph Carpenter explained why his active duty military service record will include a short entry for Henderson, Kentucky in 2021.
State sent a request, and then FEMA and the DOD are fulfilling that request. FEMA is supporting, and then we're the manpower. The DOD is the manpower behind it. And then the ultimate goal is to just support the state and provide as many vaccinations to the local community as possible. I'm normally stationed at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas. I'm with the task force that has been tasked to kind of coordinate all of the sites in FEMA Region 4 DOD-wise. The service members who are actually giving the vaccinations, they're from the 3rd Security Force Assistance Brigade from Fort Hood, Texas. They're in the Army. They're soldiers.
So no National Guard here. It's all active duty.
Well, there are National Guardsmen. Title 10 forces, active duty forces, aren't authorized to do certain things in the United States. Like directing traffic, we don't do that. So anyone you see directing traffic out here, they're going to be Title 32 National Guardsmen from Kentucky.
Henderson resident Tony Cottenaw is a night shift convenience store clerk, an essential worker who is constantly interacting with the public. She's getting the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine at this clinic.
I just want to be on the safe side. I would much rather get the little pain from the vaccine than to take a chance of getting COVID the second time. So I had it the first week of January.
The Henderson site is a hub for temporary vaccine clinics in Western Kentucky. FEMA spokesman C.J. Prudhomme explains.
We have a hub here in Henderson. We have a hub in Laurel. And then we are also supporting two mobile sites out of each hub. So 6 units going out.
Prudhomme says it can get frustrating at times dealing with people who are hesitant to get the vaccine. Tony Cottenaw has heard it all through the plexiglass at the convenience store.
In talking to people, you know, I've talked to people that have not gotten it and will not get it. You know, my family, I have several members of my family that have gotten it and wouldn't turn back. So definitely. I know that there's a lot of people out there that feel like, you know, this isn't the right thing to do, you know, just because it was made so quickly and all these other, you know, like basically excuses, in my opinion, not trying to be rude. But the reality of it is that this is what is going to bring, in my opinion, our country and, you know, our world for that matter, back to somewhat normalcy. I mean, you know, I understand the risks sometimes feel like they outweigh the positive of it, but the reality of it is if we want to continue on and we want to be mask free, we want to be back to so-called normal, this is what has to happen, really, in my opinion.
If you haven't gotten the vaccine yet, the shot is free, and it is kind of a cool pandemic story to tell your grandkids that you received your shot from an Army medic. As I packed up my gear, I saw Tony Cottenaw in the parking lot talking with her husband. After a few minutes, he put on a mask and went in to get his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. A list of the FEMA mobile clinic sites for this week is on our website, news.wnin.org. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.